from high atop his secret broadcasting Shangri-La, overlooking New York, Miami, Austin, Seattle, and all points in between. This is America's number one life coach, Daryl Mobley.
You are listening to the Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. The Daryl Mobley Show is the drama-free, success-focused, excuses, they are not welcome, forget the whining, make progress, no negativity allowed, work your plan, and zero, zilch, nada, psychobabble show. Here's why. So you can achieve your goals and live your best life. I'm Daryl Mobley, and I have been called son, brother, husband, dad, friend, Coach Mobley, and one of the best life coaches on the planet. Today, right here, right now, Coach Mobley is all yours. Let's get started.
Often blunt.
Go on.
Sometimes scary.
Go on.
And always on your side.
I'm a pretty big guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Daryl Mobley is your life coach on the radio.
Are you stuck? Are you at a loss for how to become unstuck? Oh, my friend, you're in the right place today. I'm going to take you through 20 ways you can get unstuck and live your best life. Here's what I mean by stuck. Stuck is where you are when you feel you don't know what to do next or what to do now. Perhaps you're stuck in a bad or unsatisfying job. Maybe you're stuck in a less than fulfilling relationship. Or you could be stuck and unable to start that book, to start working out, to eat better. There's so many things. You might be stuck hanging around the same underachievers or negative people day after devastatingly wasted day. Sometimes we get stuck in bad habits, overeating, smoking, excessive drinking, out-of-control anger, laziness, wasting time, lack of focus, spending time on worthless endeavors, negative thinking, and so forth. Being stuck reflects your results. Your results are a reflection of how you feel about yourself. Your results reflect what you have done up to now. Your results reflect how you act. Your results reflect who you allow to influence you. At the end of the day, being stuck means your non-productive habits have taken over your life. They've taken over your dreams. They've become your master and you their slave. Often, being stuck reflects the habit of saying, "I'll get to it later," to just about anything and everything that would move you closer to your goals. Stuck happens. You know how stuck feels. You're not happy with your situation. You know it could be better. I'll bet you've even tried to make it better. What are your passions? Being stuck is where you are when you've not passionately embraced your dreams and goals. Being stuck is like standing on the side of a pool and constantly sticking your toe in the water, but never jumping in. Being passionate about your life is like sprinting toward the pool and doing a big old belly flop right into the middle of the water. All in, my friend. A pool exists so that you can get immersed and have fun. A life exists for the same reason. You might be stuck in a blah, gray world because you were raised to believe that passion is bad. Perhaps your friends make fun of anyone who is enthusiastic about life. This was certainly true for me in my early years. Maybe you want to avoid the embarrassment that comes from being unique, from standing out, from being the goldfish in the bowl. Being stuck is where you are when you fail to value every second of every minute of every day of your time, time that is available to you, being wasted. Another example of being stuck is when you find yourself doing the same thing over and over again, but of course, expecting different results. That is known as insanity. Happy and fulfilled people are not stuck. Once you unstick yourself, your happiness and level of personal and professional achievement will accelerate. Being stuck is not an option when you have just one life to live on this earth. The time to get unstuck is right now, not later today, not tonight, not next week, not when you get around to it. Right now, get unstuck right now. How do you become unstuck? First, you understand that the thinking that got you stuck won't get you unstuck. You make a decision. You decide that you will not waste another minute of your life not making progress towards your life goals. Your decision must be coupled with a change of thinking. Change how you think. Change how you speak. Change how you act. Your future is not a result of random decisions made. Your future is a specific place that is created first in your mind and then by your actions. The future is not somewhere that you go. The future, your future, is the place you create. Some questions to ask yourself now. You change your thinking and your actions and your speaking by asking yourself better questions. Here are questions that can get you unstuck and moving towards your highest possibility. How can I do it differently, smarter, faster? How many ways can I get unstuck? Develop a list. Yeah, ask yourself, how many ways can I get unstuck? Then develop a list. Do it now. What would I do if I did know what to do? What do I want to accomplish before I leave this life? What kind of relationship would I like to have with my mate? What do I want to do in my life? What do I want to own that I don't own? Here's a question I asked a person who became a lifelong friend a few decades ago. How great do you want to be? Ask yourself that question. How great do I being you, want to be? Let's take a break. I've got some great information for you. Are you interested in experiencing more love and having more joy in your relationships? Then I invite you to get my Book of Real Love. That's right, the Book of Real Love. In my book, you'll receive questions to ask yourself before entering a serious relationship. How to attract and keep Mr. and Mrs. Right. How to stop making bad choices in those you're with. How to keep negativity out of your relationship. How to not sabotage your relationship. How to make your relationship living heaven on earth. I'll also share 6 key myths about affairs. This book will help you take your relationship to a higher level, from good to great, and from great to out of this world. You'll also learn what to do if your relationship simply can't be fixed, how to give more love, and tons of other secrets about getting, having, sustaining the very best love life. You get it by going to bookofreallove.com. That's bookofreallove.com. The Book of Real Love is a result of my more than 20 years helping couples love more and love better. Now you know why the complete title of the book is The Book of Real Love. How to get it, how to give it, how to enjoy it. When you stand next to the one you love and who loves you, then you stand in heaven on earth. Here's hoping you experience more love. Okay, let's get back to the show. What would I do if I didn't care what anyone thought? What would I do if I knew I could not fail? You got to get out of park. See, my good friend Les Brown told me, that's Les Brown the motivator. Les Brown told me the story of how after he had a significant personal failure in his life, he pulled over and just parked his life. He got stuck wallowing in the disappointment he had experienced. He finally asked himself the right questions and got unstuck. know this. You have to get your life out of park and into drive. That said, you should get any and all help you need so that you can get unstuck. Keep moving. You got to ask for help. I found that the best way for me to get better results is to ask others for input. But wait, the key to you asking for help is to ask the right people for input. Do not ask those who are also stuck. And don't ask perennial losers. Most people who are stuck hang around people who accomplish little. It's just true. As example, I am always amazed at the top businesswomen who come to me for coaching on getting their relationships on solid ground or getting into great relationships. And they've been getting advice from their female friends who are not now or never have been in a great relationship. Listen, I'm blunt. That's just stupid. Don't ask advice of people who have not succeeded in the area in which you wish to succeed. How can they tell you about a place they've never been? If necessary, just being honest here, get a life coach. The right coach can help you live your dream life. The best people to ask are those who have achieved what you wish to achieve. They've traveled the path, and so they know the way. I've found that people who have achieved what I want to achieve are almost always willing to give me advice that I can use. Ask them what they do to achieve the success they have. Whatever the area of achievement, losing and maintaining healthy weight, saving money, being a great parent, writing a book, changing jobs, getting into a great relationship, getting promoted, setting and achieving goals, starting a company, improving your health, enhancing your romance, being happy, financial stability, anything, you can find those who are where you want to be. Ask them. You must have courage to take good advice. Most people don't have that courage because taking good advice means they must change. Most people would rather stay miserable than admit they are the cause of their problems and they are the solution to their problems. Strong words from me. I mean it. It's true. I have taken the opportunity over the years to get advice from a range of high achievers, including Army generals, Olympic athletes, top entrepreneurs, business legends, CEOs of Fortune 100 firms, foreign heads of state, and many others. Often, I was just foolish enough to call up these folks out of the blue and ask them for input. They gave me tons of advice for free. Who can you call, write, or email asking for advice? You may get it for free. You might have to pay for those golden keys to life, but that's okay. It's worth it. Do it now. And by the way, I started calling people, strangers, and asking for advice when I was in my 20s, early 20s. It works. Up-level your circle of friends. You will remain stuck as long as your network is full of the happily stuck or those with negative attitudes. In this situation, you are essentially a crab in a barrel with other crabs. As such, you will be defeated by the crabs in the barrel mentality. That metaphor refers to the fact that individually, the crabs could easily escape from the barrel, but instead, they grab at any crab trying to get out, thereby preventing anyone from escaping. As humans, members of a group will often attempt to pull down any member who seeks to achieve success beyond the others, out of envy or competitive feelings. After all, if you escape to a better job, if you escape to a great relationship, if you get better health, if you raise your education level, what excuse do the other crabs in your life then have for their lives? My advice, get out of the crab barrel now. Personal tip, if acquaintances that you have now aren't positive, they should not be in your life. Ditch them. Banish yeah but from your life. When we say yeah or yes, we move toward our highest being. When we follow yeah with but, we place a sticky magnetic goo on our shoes that stops us from moving forward toward our passion-filled life. Saying yeah but, you know those people, is a horrendous self-defeating habit. You offer a good suggestion, they start off with yeah but. You come back with a possible solution, they say yeah but. Oh my goodness, this is horrifying. Maximize your enthusiasm and lose your fear of the giant you are put here to become. When you do this, You will overwhelm the yeah buts in your mind and in the minds of others, and you'll make yes the core of your being. Get rid of yeah but. All winners are yes people. Did you know that? All your life, this is the Nike commercial, all your life, you are told the things you cannot do. All your life, they will say you're not good enough, or strong enough, or talented enough. They will say you're the wrong height, or the wrong weight, or the wrong type to play this, or to be this, or to achieve that. They will tell you no, and you will tell them yes. All winners are yes people. Your best life. You were put on this earth to live your best life. You were put here, yes, you were put here to do something special, to leave your unique mark. You've been given time to do so. If you're alive now, you've been given time. Get unstuck now. Make the decision to design and live the life you dream of. Remember this. You do deserve to live a great life. Get unstuck now. Let's take a quick break. I want to invite you to get my Enjoy and Grow Rich audio program and guidebook. In the Enjoy and Grow Rich program, you'll learn the secrets that will bring you more success and happiness. There's a lot in this program. This brings together everything that I've learned that can help you become more successful. From this, you'll learn the mindset secrets of multimillionaire entrepreneurs and super achievers. You'll learn the 10 steps to turn your life around. You'll learn how to replace limiting core beliefs with empowering beliefs and actions. You'll learn why you must get clear on your life goals. You'll learn about the time wasters that, frankly, eat your life away. You'll learn how to determine whether or not you're in a relationship or a situation. You will learn how to develop a winner's attitude, the laws of success, how to get work-life balance, how millionaires and super achievers are different, how to make six figures in 1 month, how to build character in your kids, how to create your future, how to turn negative habits into positive habits, how to set and get goals, why you must embrace your greatness, and so much more. I want you to get this program. To get it, just go to enjoyandgrowrich.com. That's enjoyandgrowrich.com. And when you get to that page, make sure you read everything on there because I want you to see everything you get in this program. This is a master program. And if you're ready for it, it's ready for you. Again, that's enjoyandgrowrich.com. Let's get back to the show. Friends, thank you for joining me on the Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. Let's do it again. Same bat time, same bat channel. Remember this, my friends. In life, you don't get what's fair. You don't get what's good. You don't get what's nice. You don't get what you deserve. You don't get what you wish for. And you do not get what you need. In life, my friends, you get what you do, period. Make the person in the mirror, that's you. Do the right things, and you will win at the game of life. One more thing, your life will not get better by chance. Your life will get better by change. Believe, think, act, win, and say it with me. Enjoy life. Hey, wife, I love you and the kids. See you soon. Bye-bye now.
They don't teach this stuff in school.
And who do you propose teach this class?
You're on the air with Daryl Mobley, your life coach on the radio.
Friend, I want to invite you to get a free subscription to my Live Your Best Life newsletter. It's fast and easy to do. Just go to CoachMobley.com. Click on the button you see there, fill out the little form, and you're in. Thanks.